Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Sa awit po ng pinag-aaralan natin ng 119, kung papansinin po natin yung verse 165, no? Binasa natin yung 161 hanggang 168, pero yung mensahe po natin ay manggagaling sa 165. Ang sabi ng Bible, dakilang kapayapaan ang tinatamo nila na nagsisihibig ng iyong kautusan, at sila'y walang kadahilanang ikatitisod. So, ang Panginoon ay nagbibigay sa atin ng dakilang kapayapaan. At ito po ang bibigyan natin pansin. Pero, tahakan muna natin itong psalm na ito, itong shin section ng Psalm 119. 21st octinary na ng Psalm 119 itong pinag-aaralan natin. This is the shin section. This is the 21st octinary of 22 for the Hebrew letters. So this will be the second to last message on Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. And Psalm 119 is all about the Word of God. So if you want to learn about the Bible, the best chapter to consult is Psalm 119. Isang beses na lang nababanggitin ni David ang kanyang mga manguusig. At pagkatapos nito ay permanente na siyang bumangon sa kanyang kahirapan. In verse number 161, if you notice, verse 161 says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." So this is the last time that David is going to mention his persecutors. After this, he will no longer mention them, and he rises victoriously from his present situation, and he finds deliverance in God. Bibigyan natin pansin ang dakilang kapayapaan na binibigay sa ating lahat, sa lahat ng mga nagmamahal sa salita ng Diyos. Katulad din ng pag-asa, mayroon palang relasyon ang kapayapaan at ang salita ng Diyos. So God gives us great peace. And just like what we learned a couple weeks ago or a week ago, that hope has a relationship to the Word of God, so does peace. Peace has a relationship to the Word. The more you get into the Word of God, or if I should say, the more the Word of God gets a hold of your heart, the greater peace that God will give you in your soul. So, merong relasyon talaga ang pag-asa at ang kapayapaan, katulad ng pag-asa sa salita ng Diyos. So, pag talagang ang salita ng Diyos ay namumuno sa ating buhay at pinupuno natin ang ating puso ng salita ng Diyos, lalong lalago po ang kapayapaan sa buhay natin. Now, meron pong mga tatlong punto ito sa mensaheng ito na gusto kong tingnan. Una, tingnan natin ang mga kaibahan. There are three points in this message I want to share with you tonight. But if you notice here, first of the three, number one, we're going to see the contrasts. The contrasts. Meron pong kakaibahan dito po sa Psalm 119 verses 161. First of all, there's a contrast in the fear of man versus the fear of God. Look at verse number 161. It says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." The word princesses there refer to people. And people persecute David, and David could have been afraid of people, but rather than being afraid of people, he says he stands at awe of thy word. The word awe means to be startled. And instead of being afraid of people, he's afraid of God. That's a contrast. Yung takot po sa tao, laban sa takot ng Diyos, yun ang unang kakaibahan na mapapansin natin dito sa Psalm 119 verse 161. Sabi niya, meron daw siyang awe sa Panginoon at wala siyang takot sa mga manguusig sa kanya. No? Ang ibig sabihin ng awe ay upang magulat, namamangha siya, may katakutan siya sa Panginoon, sa salita ng Panginoon. Paano natin alam na may takot ang tao sa Diyos? Makikita po ito sa mga pinipili niya sa buhay. Yung choices mo ay nagpapatunay kung sino talaga ang kinakatakutan mo sa buhay. How do we know that somebody fears God versus fearing man? Well, your choices reveal who you fear. Your choices reveal who you fear. If you really fear God, then you will choose right. If you don't care about God and you don't care about His Word, you're going to choose wrong. So you can see from your choices who you fear the most, and you ought to fear God. Here's another contrast. The riches of this world versus the Word of God. Look at verse number 162. The Bible says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. So there's a contrast between the riches of this world and the riches of God's word. Yung kayamanan po ng mundo laban sa kayamanan ng salita ng Diyos. Ito po yung ikalawang kakaibahan, no? Contrast na mapapag-aralan natin. Parang kung papansinin natin, yung si David ay nakatagpo siya sa salita ng Diyos ng malaking kayamanan. Yan po ang pananaw ni David sa salita ng Diyos. This is how David viewed the Word of God. It's as though he found great spoil. When he looks at the Word of God, he values the Word more than money, more than treasures, more than gold, more than just finances and that kind of stuff. He treasures the Word of God. And that's a healthy question I should ask you is this. Do you value the Word of God more so than money? You know, more so than great treasures and spoils, the Bible says. So parang natuklasan niya ang kayamanan. At ang tutuusin po, ang salita ng Diyos ay mas mahalaga po kaysa sa kayamanan ng mundo ito. Now, there's a third contrast here between two things. Look at verse number 163. The Bible says, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. So there's a difference between hate and love. David hates lying, but he loves the law of God. And so, yung puot po, nasusuklam si David sa pagsisinungaling laban sa pag-ibig ng kautusan o sa katotohanan ng Diyos. Doon po sa verse 163 na binasa natin. Ang kasinungalingan ng mga maling pagtuturo at maling doktrina ay nagagalit siya doon, no? Maaari na hindi popular ang Bible, pero ito ay palaging totoo. Now, David is very much angry and hates false teachings, false doctrine. Now, the Bible doesn't have to be a popular book, but it's always a truthful book. It'll always speak the truth. Sometimes there are times when it's popular, and then there are many times when people don't want it, don't like it. But whether people like it or not, it's still a truthful book. It's God's holy law. It's His Word. Hindi lamang naglilinlang ang maling turo. Kaya may problema tayo sa mga maling turo. Ito rin ay nagpapahamak sa kaluluwa ng mga tao. Kaya nga, na iniinis tayo, nagagalit tayo sa maling doktrina. Kasi naapektuhan ang kaluluwa ng tao. Now, we don't like falsehoods. We don't like lying because lying can send people to hell. False doctrine, for example, if somebody believes in false doctrine, their soul is in danger of going to hell for believing false doctrine. And so, it's simple, isn't it? We don't like lying. We hate, the Bible says, and abhor lying. This is something that doesn't please God. So we see the contrasts in the psalm. Now, number two, we see the peace that the psalms give us. Look at verse number 164. Yung pangalawa na gusto kong nating suriin ngayon, hindi lang yung pagkakaiba o yung kaibahan. Pangalawa, pansinin natin ay kapayapaan na binibigay sa atin ng Bible. Look at 164. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. 7 times a day do I praise thee. Matalinghaga po ang usapan dito. Katulad po ng Leviticus 26 verse 28. When you look at Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 28, you'll see that the expression 7 times a day is a poetic expression. It's not literal, although you can take it literally. I mean, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with praising God literally 7 times a day. But the expression is rooted in Leviticus 26:28, and it's a figure of speech. He says here, then will I walk contrary to you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And so that is an expression which means he's going to chastise you often, or chastise you, totally chastise you. So the expression 7 times a day and could mean that David's praise to God is complete and total and often. Now, think about that. How many times a day do you praise God? No? Isipin natin itong mabuti. Kailan po tayo nagbibigay puri sa Panginoon? Ilang beses po sa isang araw na masasabi natin, tayo'y nagpupuri sa Panginoon. So, paano tayo makakahingi ng grasya at gabay kung hindi tayo manalangin? Now, if we don't pray, how could we ask God for grace and power and strength if we don't pray? And if we don't pray, how could we praise Him? When do we praise Him? And this is not even asking for prayer. This is talking about praise. When do we praise God? How many times a day do we praise God? It should be often, and it should be totally, truthfully, praising God often. Pero ang hindi pinag-uusapan dito ang pananalangin. Ang pinag-uusapan dito ay ang pagpupuri ng Panginoon at pagbibigay salamat sa Panginoon. We ought to praise and thank God every day and often in that day, all the time. So, this peace comes by focusing on God and thanking God and praising God. Look at verse number 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Offend. Ang ibig sabihin ng offend ay upang madapa sila. The word offend means to make stumble. Kahit sino ito, kahit anong sitwasyon, kahit anong mangyari, pag ako ay nasa salita ng Diyos at mahal ko ang utos ng Panginoon, hindi ako matitisod. The Bible teaches us that if you love the law of God, it doesn't matter what happens, you will not get offended. You will not stumble. You won't backslide. You won't stumble in the Lord, because God gives you His peace. Now, Paul had to learn that lesson. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, Paul said a very interesting statement. See, Apostle Pablo, natutunan niya itong kapayapaan na tinuturo ng salita ng Diyos. Tingnan natin ang Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Here's a very interesting statement Paul said. He said, "But I would that ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." The things that have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Yung mga bagay na nangyayari sa akin ay humahantong bagus sa ikasusulong ng ebanghelyo. Na dapat yung mga nangyari sa akin, kumbaga sinasabi ni Pablo, yung mga nangyari sa akin ay natisod ako, tumigil ako sa pagsusunod sa Panginoon, hindi na ako sumusunod sa Kanya, ganyan. Ngunit, imbis na ako ay tumigil, sabi ng Bible, yung pagkasalin dito sa King James ay talagang napakaganda. Humantong bagkos, sabi niya, sa ikasusulong ng Ebanghelyo. So instead of falling, instead of stumbling, instead of quitting on God, Paul said, these things have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. So Paul was able to use the trials and situations in his life to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's great peace. That's what great peace does. It, rather than us stumbling, we move forward for Jesus Christ. Now, look at Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back to verse 166. Psalm 119, verse 166. The Bible says, Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. Ito ay namumunga ng pag-asa sa kaligtasan ng Panginoon. Great peace allows you to hope for God's deliverance, for God to answer your prayers. And so this is great peace. A fruit of great peace is hoping that God will answer your prayer and knowing that God will answer your prayer. And God certainly will. You know, we have great peace, but we also have a blessed hope. Every Christian has a blessed hope. Look at Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 13. Lahat po ng mga anak ng Diyos ay may kapayapaan at ang dakilang kapayapaan ay namumunga ng pag-asa. Meron po tayong may pagpapalang pag-asa. According to Titus chapter 2 verse 13. Now, the Bible says this, Titus 2 and verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, ito po lang kapayapaan ay namumunga ng pag-asa na balang araw darating ang ating Panginoong Jesus. So this is great. Ito rin ay makikita sa tunay na pagmamahal ng Diyos. Now, great hope also bears the fruit of loving God's Word. Psalm 119. Let's go back to Psalm 119 and verse number 167. Psalm 119, 167. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Now, it's one thing to say I love God's Word. It's another thing to say I love God's Word exceedingly. At yan ang namumunga po sa ating puso. Makikita natin sa tunay na pagmamahal sa salita ng Diyos. Pansinin natin yung superlatibong salita, yung pasukdol na salita, iniibig kong mainam, lubos ang salita ng Diyos. Hindi lang sinasabi na iniibig ko ang salita, sinasabi na iniibig kong mainam o may lubos ang pag-ibig niya sa salita ng Diyos. This is a very good testimony. This is the peace that God gives. Now, the third point is this. What does the Bible teach us about peace? What does the Bible teach us about peace? Now, ano ang turo ng Biblia patungkol sa kapayapaan? Now, ang Diyos ay ang may-akda ng kapayapaan. The first thing you need to learn about is that God is the author of peace. God is the author of peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 33. Let's see. The Bible says this. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 11. 2 Corinthians 13:11. The Bible says, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. That's a great blessing. ang Panginoon, ang Diyos ay ang may akda ng kapayapaan. Mayroong Diyos ng kapayapaan at mayroon ring kapayapaan na galing sa Diyos. Now, God in the Bible is the God of peace. And the God of peace gives us the peace of God. Think about it. The God of peace gives us the peace of God. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Pansinin po ninyo, no? Ang Diyos ng kapayapaan ay nagbibigay sa atin ng kapayapaan na galing sa Diyos. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Colossians 3, verse 15. The Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called into one body, and be ye thankful." So there's the God of peace, and there's the peace of God. This is a blessing that comes from the God who authored peace. The second thing you can learn is that to those who are wicked, the Bible says there's no peace. Wala pong kapayapaan sa mga hindi ligtas, sa mga masasama, sa mga makasalanang tao na ayaw ng magsisi, na ayaw ng sumampalataya sa Panginoong Yesus, na ayaw sumunod sa Panginoon. Yung mga ganyan po, sa Bible po, walang kapayapaan, sabi ng Bible. Look at Isaiah chapter 48 and verse number 22. Isaiah 48 verse 22 says, let's see what the Bible says, 48 verse 22. The Bible says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked." So no peace comes unto the wicked. This is an ordained word of God. If you're a wicked person, you will not have peace. Doesn't matter who you are and what you're doing. God said it in His word, and it's true. Now, ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagbibigay ng kapayapaan sa ating kaluluwa. Now, the third thing you need to know about is this. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who gives us peace in our soul, peace in our hearts. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1. Let's see that. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Ito ang sabi ng Bible. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who gives us peace, who allows us to be put into harmonious terms with God. Tingnan natin ang Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Wala pong kapayapaan kung wala ang Panginoong Hesukristo. Siya po ang nagbibigay ng kapayapaan sa ating kaluluwa. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. "For He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." And so Jesus gives us our peace. His sacrifice on the cross is a peace sacrifice. It produces peace and brings us to peace with God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. Tingnan po ang Colossians chapter 1 verse 20. Ang sabi dito, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." And so, having made peace through the blood of His cross, Jesus gives us peace with God. Maaaring magbigay ng kapayapaan sa ang Panginoong Hesukristo kasi siya ay ang prinsipe ng kapayapaan. Look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Jesus is able to produce peace and give us peace. Why? The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, "He is the Prince of peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name, there's five names here, shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And so he's the Prince of Peace. And so he has authority to give us peace, to produce peace in us. Meron siyang katapatan ng puso. Kaya't maaari niyang sabihin ni David ang kanyang sinabi sa Psalm 119 verse 168. David had integrity of heart, and that's why he's able to say what he says in verse 168. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Pwede niyang sabihin, aking tinupad ang iyong mga tuntunin at iyong mga patutuo sapagkat lahat ng aking lakad ay nasa harap mo. Try me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. There's integrity of heart, and that's why God is able to give David great peace. Great peace. Don't ask for God's peace if you're not going to follow His Word. If you're not going to obey His Word, you can expect great trouble. Especially as a Christian. As a Christian, if you're disobedient, you're going to have trouble, and God is going to make sure you get in trouble. Because He's the Heavenly Father, and He will not tolerate disobedient children. That's how God is. But if you have kept His precepts and His testimonies, and all your ways are before Him, you live with integrity of heart, obedience to God, you can have great peace. Great peace. Mayroong, meron bang kapayapaan ang buhay mo? Tingnan mo ang buhay mo. May kapayapaan na hindi galing sa mundo. Pero at hindi nanggagaling sa mga pangyayari ang kapayapaan na binibigay ng Diyos. Ang kapayapaan na di maaaring tanggalin ng kahit sino man. Yun po ay kapayapaan na binibigay ng Panginoong Jesucristo. When you look at your life, do you have peace in your life? Is your life characterized by peace? Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, He said this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Your heart shouldn't be troubled. Your heart shouldn't be afraid. If you allow the peace of God to rule and reign in your heart. Peace, Jesus said, I leave with you. The most comforting words before He was crucified, before He died on the cross, before He faced that darkest hours of Calvary, He said this, peace I leave with you. Do you have that peace? Now, if you're not saved, you don't know that peace. And if you are saved, you can have great peace. If you love and follow God's Word. Yung pong hindi ligtas, ngayon po ay pagkakataon na makilala mo ang Panginoong Jesucristo bilang yung Diyos, Panginoon at tagapagligtas, at bibigyan ka niya ng kakayapaan. Kung tanggapin mo siya bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ng iyong buhay. Kapayapaan na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon ay hindi binigay sa atin ng mundo, hindi gaya ng kapayapaan ng mundo. Pero ito po ay kapayapaan na binigay sa atin. Kaya hindi na dapat magulo ang ating puso at hindi po tayo matakot sa kapanahunan natin kasi meron tayong dakilang kapayapaan sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Dakilang kapayapaan ang itinatamo nila na nagsisiibig ng iyong mga kautosan. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. At sila'y walang kadahilanang ikatitiso, yung mga nagmamahal sa salita ng Diyos. Do you have the peace? God can give you that peace. Let's pray.